It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state's unemployment program has made a change to prevent fraud. CPR's Andrew Kenny explains.
The state labor department will now require everyone receiving unemployment benefits to verify their identity through a third-party service. For most people, that will mean uploading a picture of their ID and a selfie to the service, which is called ID.me. But people with more complicated cases may have to do video interviews as well. The contractor is now doing business with dozens of states. They are trying to fight scammers who are using stolen information to collect unemployment benefits, but the change could also come with longer wait times for some legitimate users, and the process could be difficult for people without the right devices. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The state is not directing colleges and universities to require students to get a COVID-19 vaccine. Angie Piccioni with the State Department of Higher Education says schools are free to decide whether to impose a requirement, but the state will only strongly encourage vaccines.
The more people that can be vaccinated, the more safely we can open up our institutions and bring students back to campus for face-to-face instruction and also face-to-face activities.
Currently, no Colorado university has announced plans to require students to be vaccinated before the fall semester. Casinos are making less money than they were a year ago, but the revenues are inching back up. February's revenue was down about 4% compared to last year, but that's better than January's 9% drop. December's was down 20%. Table games were limited by social distancing requirements, but made a return to Colorado casinos in February, helping to push revenues higher. Pueblo School District 60 started work on two new high schools this week. It's part of a project to upgrade nearly half the district's schools. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Some $700 million in repairs and improvements are needed at 14 Pueblo schools. The district decided it was more cost-effective to replace the two high schools, two elementary schools, and a K-8 school, and make renovations at the other buildings. A $218 million voter-approved bond combined with state education grants will pay for the district-wide project. The new schools are expected to open in 2023. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
In Pueblo this morning, it's 42 degrees, Grand Junction 41, and in Denver 45 currently. Highs around the metro area will be close to 80 this afternoon. This is CPR News.